Harper and Harper Audio present Raising Resilience, How to Help Our Children Thrive in Times of Uncertainty by Tova Klein, with a foreword by Amy Schumer. This is the author. The names and identifying details of various individuals named in this book have been changed to protect their privacy. This book contains advice and information relating to healthcare. It should be used to supplement rather than replace the advice of your doctor or another trained health professional. If you know or suspect you have a health problem, it is recommended that you seek your physician's advice before embarking on any medical program or treatment. All efforts have been made to assure the accuracy of the information contained in this book as of the date of publication. This publisher and the author disclaim liability for any medical outcomes that may occur as a result of applying the methods suggested in this book. To my parents, Robert and Nancy, I am who I am because of you. To Kenny, who walks alongside me. Amy Schumer wrote this lovely foreword to the book. It's a little awkward to talk about myself, but it appears in the print version of the book. So here is what she said. Our son, Gene, was born on a rainy Sunday in May. We brought him home, put him in his crib in his thoughtfully decorated pink room because I promised myself not to conform to gender roles, and let out a long exhale. Not wanting to leave his side, I immediately sat in the gliding chair I had ordered and began to rock as I fed him. Looking down at his tiny head, I took a deep breath and realized that I had done it. All the agony I had endured in my pregnancy, the endless vomiting, the dehydration, I had hyperemesis gravidarum, and the anxious waiting was now finally behind me. Or was it? Parenting is nothing if not one foot in front of the other. A daily battle with one's fear of something happening to this most precious being, and an absolute compulsion to protect them at all costs. So when my husband, Chris, and I gave our son his first sponge bath and wound up soaking wet, head to toe, we laughed in relief and exhaustion and faced a searing question. Were we really up to this gigantic task of parenting? And when did that word become a verb anyway? But like so many parents before us, we were in it for good. As the days and night passed, the lack of sleep driving Chris and me both a little batshit crazy, I turned to something that I have learned doing stand-up. My belief that getting up on stage always presents the possibility of failing, which sadly is the only way to get stronger and better. 2 years later, with COVID upon us, threatening us inside and out, Chris and I marched up to the Barnard Toddler Center and met Tova Klein, the director extraordinaire. Good friends had sung Tova's praises, and like many other ambitious parents on the Upper West Side, we wanted in. More to the point, we wanted our darling son to become part of an exceptional early childhood program where he would learn not only some early social skills, but also, and perhaps more importantly, the social and emotional competencies for being a loving, empathetic, and decent human being. With Chris and me,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?